Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Just a terrible, horrific story about a fire and a firefighter who was killed after trying to save four nephews and his fiance. They have arrested a suspect and charged Terrence Truitt in 38-year-old John Heller's death last Saturday. You have an update for us.
Yes, sir. As you said, David, a former firefighter, Heller, 38, died in Oneonta early Saturday morning in a fire that turned out to be an arson. A suspect, Terrence Truitt, the 34, as you said, was arrested yesterday. Here's what happened. Heller and his fiancée, Amber Rowe, were hosting his four young nephews, 9, 7, 5, and 2, for what was supposed to be a fun sleepover, according to the boy's mother. Heller's apartment was on the third floor of a big house on the edge of the downtown. At 4:23, the call came in to the fire station. The third floor of the house was on fire. City firefighters were there within 6 minutes, but it was too late. It turned out that Heller was able to get the four boys and his fiancée to safety, but somehow was trapped inside and overwhelmed by the smoke and flames. The five survivors were treated for smoke inhalation at Fox Hospital, and one of the boys suffered some burns, but they were generally fine. Last evening, Police Chief Doug Brenner and Fire Chief Pat Pigeon held a press conference and announced Truitt's arrest. All the information had been closely held. AllOtSego.com was the first outlet to report on the death, and not until Saturday night. Then, the chief said, leads started pouring in. Over 70 have been followed up on, and there are more to pursue. Because there was a death, the State Office of Fire Prevention and Control was called in. On Sunday, their investigators were able to rule out all accidental causes, and they realized they were dealing with an arson. For now, Truitt was arraigned and is being held in Otsego County Jail. He was charged with first-degree arson, but the DA is expected to bring additional charges. What actually happened is still a bit of a mystery. The chief said Truitt didn't even know Heller, although it seems there may be some connection either to the fiancé or the boys. The chief wouldn't get specific. The boy's mother, of course, is both mourning and thankful her sons were saved. She said, "Heller and Amber are my heroes. They saved my babies, and he made the ultimate sacrifice for our family." Generally, Heller is being considered a hero. The funeral is Friday, and it's been moved to the Foothills Civic Center to accommodate the anticipated crowd. It's a sad story, David, and there are still a number of questions that remain to be answered.
I'm sure when we answer them, we'll have those answers for our listeners. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to read this and other stories. Jim, thank you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.